Kids need wholesome snacks to fuel their bodies and imaginations, like the delicious soft-bake organic Clif Kid Z-Bar. With 10 grams of whole grains, it was made for active kids like mine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm on stopwatch duty for the backyard obstacle course. Grab a box of Clif Kid Z-Bar snacks for playtime anytime.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Thursday the 9th of July 2020. This is Stuck at Home, and most importantly, it is the 100th episode of Stuck at Home. Hooray! My name is Bex, and I am joined by my pal Sean. Hi, Sean.
The 100th episode, Bex. I can't believe we're here.
I mean, how do you feel about being the one that's asked to do the 100th episode?
Oh, unsurprised, but I'm just glad to be here. I mean, 100 episodes of being stuck at home. Bex, haven't you done every single one?
I sure have, Sean. I've done every episode. I've been here through the whole thing. I've seen it from beginning to now. Yes. So like Sean said, this is episode 100 of Stuck at Home. By the way, we've got some really big news. So in 10 days countdown, Stuck at Home is becoming Activity Quest. We are changing our name. It's going to be super similar though. So every week, some of your Fun Kids friends will be chatting about what they've been up to. But instead of doing things from home, we're going to be out and about a little bit more, because that is what we're allowed to do now.
Because we're no longer stuck at home. We're released. We might as well just call the podcast Released into the Wild.
Released from captivity as the Fun Kids presenters. So we want to hear about what you're planning to do now that things are going to be back to normal. Send a message to funkidslive.com/stuck, and we may well just steal your ideas. Or you could be in our brand new podcast letting us know what you've been up to too. So on July the 20th, everything will just magically switch over. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you're subscribed to Stuck at Home, and you won't miss it when it does. But in the meantime, let's talk about Activity Quest. More talk about Stuck at Home. It is a big birthday. I don't think I've ever done 100 episodes of anything before. So, Sean, I've got a little list here of all of the stuff that we've suggested to listeners during Stuck at Home. And I wondered whether you'd like to do a little bit of a Stuck at Home tombola.
Yeah, so me and Bex thought, because it's episode 100, we're going to do something different and do something special. So I've bought a big old tombola wheel. It's like, if you don't know what a tombola wheel is, it's basically a big old ball full of loads of little balls. And went to great personal expense for this. I'm hoping I can invoice for it. And inside, there are 183 balls. I had to buy extra balls for this, Bex, because there's been so many activities.
It's been absolutely crazy. I mean, and that's not counting like the things we did yesterday. This is just the things I've made a list of so far.
Yep, it is. It's ginormous. So what we thought we'd do for this episode is that I'm going to spin the big tombola wheel. There it is. Can you hear it spinning around? Oh, it's heavy. God, it's ginormous. And we're just going to draw balls out, and we're going to see what kind of nonsense we came up with on that day. So should we start drawing these balls, Bex?
Yes, please. You spin the wheel, and I will tell you when you pull out a number what it goes to.
Oh, here we go. First number, Bex.
Uh-huh.
Number 64.
Number 64. Number 64 suggestion. Oh, it's a good one. Oh, it was a good one. It was one of mine. Have a scavenger hunt. So find something beginning with maybe every letter of the alphabet, or find loads of things beginning with just one letter, or find something beginning with a different colour.
Very good. Very good. Right. I'm loving these. I think we're also going to be able to see our descent into madness as the numbers get higher, I think. Oh, here we go. Oh, we got a big number here. 141.
Oh, well, let me find 141. Okay, yes. Now, this was a delicious and tasty day. This was a suggestion to have a mini pancake day. Have your own version of pancake day, even though it's nowhere near Shrove Tuesday.
It's very good. It's very good. Right, here we go. Let's get a tumble in. We get a tumble in. Oh, here we go. 150.
150. Oh my goodness. Now I can tell you exactly who did this one. I think I can give you a list of which presenter suggested which thing. And I know for a fact this was Josh, because this suggestion was write a diary from your dog's point of view.
That's the best one. We should have stopped the podcast there. There was never going to be getting any better than that. I hope there's someone out there who wrote a diary in their dog's point of view. Why aren't we all doing that every day anyway? Whether we're stuck at home or released into the wild, everyone everywhere should be writing a diary from their dog's point of view.
I tried to frame it as like, it's good for creative writing. And Josh was like, nah, not really. I just thought it'd be fun. Thanks, Josh. Good.
Yeah, that's the thing. For Josh's, it wouldn't be like a novelization or a fictional piece. He'd be doing it straight down the middle as if it was his dog writing a diary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did. So, I can tell you which presenter suggested each thing because I've been here for every episode. So, 150 was Josh.
Right. How many more of these shall we do? All 183?
Yeah, why not? Spin the wheel 183 times. Yeah, might as well.
I think my arm might drop off. We got a nice early one here. It's my lucky number, actually. Number 16.
Number 16. Oh, well, this is a classic. This is what being stuck at home has been about for nearly everybody, I would say, not just Fun Kids listeners. 16 was the idea to paint rainbows and put them in your window to cheer everyone up. And I think that was brought to us by George. That was George's.
That's a nice one. I like that one.
That's the classic, isn't it? Yeah, so that was a thank you to George for the reminding us about rainbows across the UK.
Oh, I really hope we get the wormery one in this one. that was my favourite suggestion.
Why, thank you. In my little back garden area for all insects.
Number 72.
Number 72. Oh, okay. Now, I think this was inspired by Connor. And this was make your own version of Monopoly, which I said he should call Conopoly. And it is replacing all the locations in it with places in your life.
I did that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, based on Connor's inspiration. That was one of the things from the Stuck at Home podcast that I did.
Oh, wow. I'm glad to hear it, Sean. So maybe some of our listeners did that as well. They made their own version of Monopoly. I think that's a really good one to do because also, you know, you can use the counters from the box or you could just make your own counters using Lego men or something.
That's an even better idea. So briefly, before we go and hang out with Marina Ventura for a bit, Bex, off the top of your head, what were some of your favourite suggestions that you heard in your 100 episodes of Stuck at Home?
Right. Okay. Well, obviously my descent into madness of making my back garden like the animals of Farthing Wood. So that's the Wormery, the Bug Hotel, the Hedgehog Cafe. Still for me, I've enjoyed Connor's descent into becoming a baking master. But my favourite thing...
We've all enjoyed that.
Well, yeah. But my favourite thing, I think... I've enjoyed your clearly having a lovely time in lockdown with your TV quiz shows and your fake Christmases. But I think it has to be Josh having people draw crabs in top hats to put them in their windows.
I think we can both safely say that Josh has been the MVP of the Stuck at Home podcast. I mean, I know you've done all 100 episodes, Bex, but... Well done, Josh. How many did he do?
Oh, yeah. Four? I mean, yeah, he's not here often, but when he is, oh boy, he shows up. He really turns up for it.
He does. Well done, Josh. Go and fish out his episodes.
A lone clap in the background. The saddest clap. So, how about any ideas from you, Sean? Can you remember anything you've suggested?
The Wormery. It was always the Wormery. That's the Wormery. The Wormery is my favourite one.
Just a fun word, isn't it? So, well, that's the list I've got of all of the things we suggested. Hopefully you've done some of them. If not, well, you know what? More for you, because they were brilliant.
I want to see the house that did all of them. The mad house. One of them has to exist. The crazy house with all of these things. With wormeries, crabs in top hats, fun in the foyers, custom-built monopolies, a charity shop bag full of old clothes, the lot.
Ice cream smeared across the living room floor, fact files about animals and zoos everywhere, a sundial in the back garden even though there's not much sun. Just, I want all of those things, please. If you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go. Literally all of them. We've given you so many ideas today. Tell us if you do. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
So it's the part of the show where we listen to a Fun Kids miniseries, and today we're listening to Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure. In this episode, we discover the Caribbean and the strange ocean life living there.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Hi there. Welcome back to my Ocean Adventure. It's a beautiful hot day in the Caribbean, and I'm investigating some very mysterious marine life. Like the terrifying lionfish. Not that sort of lion, but they are pretty fierce. Colourful but venomous, these predators have been causing mayhem here in the Caribbean, wiping out the local sea life. But here's the weird bit. They're normally pets and found thousands of miles away, so how did they get here? Some think aquarium owners decided to release the lionfish when they got too big for their tanks, while others suspect that when Hurricane Andrew demolished a Florida aquarium in 1992, a handful of lionfish were accidentally liberated. If only the fish themselves could tell us. Actually, sometimes sea life does hold the clues to fishy mysteries like these. Researchers studying salmon can work out where in the ocean they have been from chemicals found in their scales. And we can tell where albatrosses have been feeding from the types of squid beaks found regurgitated in their nests. Sometimes the only way to solve mysteries is to use technology. For instance, whilst macaroni penguins leave Antarctica after summer, where they go in winter has been a mystery. Some thought that, like other birds, they went somewhere hot, like here in the Caribbean, maybe. But thanks to a tiny location device, scientists discovered that these penguins don't go sunbathing. They spend winter feeding in the cold southern oceans. They must really like the cold. Let's see if MapApp has any more stuff on strange sea life. It's just in my bag here. Well, that's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. Skis? Really won't be needing those today. Oh, here it is.
Hello. Ah, what a beautiful beach. Hot stuff. How can I help?
We're looking at marine mysteries today, MapApp. Got any head scratches for us?
I have the perfect puzzle. And it's all about penguin poo. It all started when scientists were trying to find out where penguin colonies were in the Antarctic and scoured satellite photographs to look for clues. A clever scientist noted smears of brown on the pictures. That's right, poo. And where there's poo, there's penguins. In fact, thousands of penguins, making enough poo to be seen from space. Mystery solved.
Outstanding. That's all we have time for today, but join me next time when we'll be finding out more about cool sea life. Toodle pip, adventurers.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council. The science of the natural world.
So you can go on more adventures with Marina Ventura by searching for Marina Ventura, Kids Guide to Our Planet, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And we're going to be asking you three questions on what you've heard at the end of the Stuck at Home podcast.
So I guess we need to hear the 100th story from the Week Junior. Today we are chatting to assistant editor of the Week Junior's monthly Science Nature magazine, Kieran. Hi, Kieran.
Hi, Bex. Happy 100th birthday or anniversary or episode.
I'll take all three. Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm honoured to be here.
You're very welcome. What story do you have for us today?
My favourite story is a story that I keep thinking about, and it is about an incredible breakthrough involving some ancient warriors who inspired some incredible legends and myths that have lasted thousands of years and we still talk about them today. And it is about a group of warrior women who we would call the Amazons, because that was the nickname that was assigned to them by ancient Greek mythology. And of course, has inspired Wonder Woman, for example. She is an Amazon. But there's been a very exciting scientific breakthrough this week using the mummified remains of a warrior that was found in 1988 and that dates back 2,600 years. It was found in Russia, and it was initially believed that the warrior would have been a male warrior because it was found beside some objects that are typically associated with men throughout history. So that's things like an axe and bow and arrows. However, some analysis has now been carried out, and it turns out that the body is that of a 13-year-old girl, and she would have been part of a group of travelling warriors called the Scythians, and a lot of the Scythian women would fight and hunt alongside the men in their tribes. And this is what inspired the stories and the legends of the Amazons. And whilst we don't know too much about this particular female warrior, we do continue to get more updates. So last year we found out about 11 other warrior women from a Scythian tribe, and it is hoped that more analysis of this new warrior will help us to find out about possibly how she died, when she died, which could in turn give us even more information to inspire a whole new future of Amazon stories and myths to tell.
I thought you were going to say a whole new future of warriors. And I was like, wow, that's a big, big message for the 100th episode.
I don't encourage anyone to be a warrior, just to let's put that clear.
But that's a great story though as well, and just such an amazing find that we can like learn new things all the time from history.
It is, and it's fantastic because I do love my ancient Greek mythology. There's some fantastic stories set in ancient Greece, and if this one is based on truth, then perhaps some of the other ones are as well. So maybe we'll find a Minotaur one day or something like that, which would be very exciting.
Fingers crossed. Well, thank you so much, Kieran, and we'll hopefully speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
Okay, let's find out how much you learned from Marina Ventura and her dive into the ocean. And remember that if you want to go on more adventures with Marina, you just search for her name, Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this. So here are the questions. True or false, lionfish are usually pets, but have managed to find their way into Caribbean oceans. Is it A, true, or B, false?
Question two, where do macaroni penguins migrate to? Man, that sounds delicious, but I know we shouldn't eat penguins, I just like macaroni. Is it A, Jamaica, B, France, or C, they stay in the cold, feeding in the South Oceans?
Yeah, you stay away from those penguins, Bex, because the scientists need them. And what did scientists use to track the location of penguins? Was it A, satellites, B, GPS devices, or C, ocean currents? Right, let's get those answers. Question one, true or false, lionfish are usually pets but have managed to find their way into Caribbean oceans. The answer to that is A, true. Some aquariums have been releasing them into the wild, which is a big mistake because they are out there causing havoc, as you can imagine, from a fish called a lionfish.
Absolutely. Question two, where do macaroni penguins migrate to? Well, they are safe for now, from me at least. They stay in the cold, feeding in the South Oceans.
And what did scientists use to track the location of the penguins? It was A, satellites. Do you know what they look for, Bex?
No.
They were looking for poo on the ice.
Well, hey, if that's what works, I'm not going to fault it. Well done, scientists, for looking for poo. So that
got to use what you got.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty much it from the 100th episode of Stuck at Home. Can you believe it? So remember, if you are stuck at home, like us. Give those things a go we mentioned earlier. There are too many for me to remember, but you know what? There's loads of episodes of Stuck at Home to listen to and check in with. So that is it for today's show. Goodbye from Sean.
Goodbye. Here's to the next 100. Although it's not really going to be the next 100. It's going to be 5, but here's to them.
Thanks, Sean. For a second there, I thought you knew something I didn't. Remember to rate, review and subscribe. We still need your 5-star reviews. Make sure you pop it up online and you'll hear more from us tomorrow.
And also make sure you stick with the Stuck at Home podcast because it's going to be evolving like a Pokemon into Activity Quest.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.